secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back now, and you know, Iran, it is a much more powerful army, much more up to date. She's got some teeth that can do us a lot of damage, particularly to our fleet sitting there in the Persian Gulf. And you know, the thing that strikes me about this, Howard, is how irrational all of it is. All right, I'm not a great military strategist. I don't have a big stack of college degrees sitting behind my name like a lot of these people who are advising the president. And yet I can see that not only are we in the middle of a disaster that is getting worse every day, but that this escalation of this conflict to include Iran would just, in effect, be digging us in even deeper.
If I can see this,
the question that we have to ask ourselves is this. What is it about George Bush that he is not able to see it? Or if he is able to see it, then what are these powerful people, what kind of threats are they holding over his head that are inducing him into going down this path that can only lead to a catastrophe? You see what I'm saying here?
Oh, I know what you're saying, Mark. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of military retirees, and I told the retirees that I've spoken with from the Air Force and from the Army, I said, this whole thing with Iran is a joke, and they look at me and they think, you know, that, oh, you know, what they hear on the news about Iran being a threat. I said, Iran is not a threat. Iran is no threat to Israel. I said, Iran, the first time they've done a premeditated strike was over 230 years ago, and they have no plans in doing it now. But I have brought to their attention, I've asked them, who just recently has been doing premeditated strikes, preemptive strikes on other countries around their country? Mm-hmm. And they think about it, and I said, it's Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they are the aggressors. I said, you don't destroy a country over two soldiers. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Iran isn't doing this. I said, but I'm going to tell you one thing. It's all boiling down to money. I said, now when it comes to Amjad, I told them about Amjad's speeches about Israel and the United States being wiped off the earth. Basically, I told them, explained to them what he was actually saying. I told them that that Amjad's looking at the United States is going to collapse from within. It's going to destroy itself from within. Israel, because of their corruption and what they do with organized crime, it's eventually going to crumble them. They're going to be destroyed unless the Israeli people just say, we've had enough of this, and it doesn't seem like they're going to because of propaganda. So I said, you know, Amjad's talking about both countries, ours and Israel, collapsing from within. I said, that's what he's talking about, because he sees what's going on. I've also told him that Amjad's major in college was not religion.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it was economics.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me. I said, Amjad is building civilian power plants for one reason, economics.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you think about it. It's easier to sell oil instead of using the oil.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to use this oil. He wants to sell the oil. And what's the cheapest way of providing your own people electrical power, which I said he needs, because I said Tehran is larger than New York metropolitan area. And these military people just look at me. They like their mouths fall open. I said, you're not going to hear that on the news, but go find out what the population of Tehran is and the population, basically, of the cities in Iran. I said, that's why he's building civilian nuclear power plants. But I said, the issue there was the Israelis don't like it because of power and money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the United States doesn't want it. I said, now the Russians and the Chinese were upset because Tehran basically, or Amjad and his energy minister basically told Russia and, you know, Russia and some of the Europeans and the United States, we don't want you to process our uranium because they said it has to do with money. I said, that is a very expensive process. That means they have to pay somebody. They don't want to pay somebody. They want to go the cheapest route, and that's what they're doing. This is the cheapest route for them to get civilian electrical power. And then I've brought to their attention what happened when Iraq invited Iran's energy minister or his aides to Iraq to see about putting in power transmission lines coming from Iran to Iraq. What did we do? I said, that upsets them a lot, because I said Iran can supply enough, once they get those power plants up, to supply Iraq a heck of a lot of electricity. And I said, I just find it really interesting what we're doing. And I don't know, Mark, if you noticed that on who they went after, Special Forces, whoever it was, that arrested these delegates from Iran just recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went, isn't that interesting? It has to do with the energy ministry of Iran.
Hmm. Well, I would agree with you on most of your points, Howard. However, as much as I'm opposed to, obviously, the United States launching any war against Iran, I don't necessarily believe that Iran wouldn't like to have a nuclear weapon. And for simple
I think they already have a mark.
Well,
they had a lot of opportunity to get cheap plutonium from Russia when it basically we helped collapse their economy. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost certain it's like, Mark, it's easier just to get the nuclear uranium or plutonium through the black market than it is to process it. And so I'm saying that's a hogwash excuse what they're using, because I'm almost certain that Israel and the United States already knows that Iran has nuclear weapons. I'm almost certain, Mark, because to me, I'd rather buy it than process it.
Hashem, are you with us yet? Not yet. He's not there yet. Okay. All right. Well, let me just weigh in on this with what I think for just a minute, Howard.
Okay.
Iran has seen what has happened to Iraq, what mm-hmm. has happened to Lebanon, what is going on in Afghanistan. You see, all of the Muslim countries around the world, you know, they have intelligent people in them, people who can read, people who understand that there are documents out there such as Project for New American Century and Clean Break and other mm-hmm. things. They understand that every Muslim country on the planet is on the list of targets to be destroyed, you see, mm-hmm. because the Muslim countries will not go along with this thing that we speak about, you know, with terms such as the New World Order. The Muslims simply will not go along with this, okay? Whether we're talking about economics, whether we're talking about culture, take your pick, you know, the Muslim countries will not go along. And so Iran understands that, you know, she's next on the list. And because of that, I do believe that she has an interest in acquiring weapons that are going to kind of balance things out and to make her an uninviting target for the Americans and for the Israelis. And so I do believe that if she doesn't have these weapons already, that she certainly would like to acquire them. But be that as it may, the thing that we have to keep in mind is this. We wouldn't be in this mess were it not for the fact that there is one troublesome little country over in the Middle East who is stirring all of this up. You see, I like to remind people about when they start talking about jihad this and the Muslims this and the Quran this is that the West has not had to fight any kind of a substantive war against the Middle East for close to three centuries. Okay.
Well, you know, Mark, what I people ask me, what would you do with Iraq the way it is? I said, first of all, I would apologize to the Iraqi people sincerely on the behalf of the American people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I would prosecute the criminals in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I said, then what I would be doing is I would be basically like a witch hunt, going through Iraq looking for the Israeli Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
I would be looking for all those agents, because there's a lot of them over in Iraq right now who are stirring up trouble. I said, these car bombings and all this stuff, that is the Israeli Mossad. Mm-hmm. I said, they're the ones who started this. I said, the issue with the prison, they were the ones who caused that mess with the mm-hmm. prisons, and our soldiers ended up becoming scapegoats for and seduced into doing this immoral stuff.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know, the Muslims are very moral. And the Israelis are not moral.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this is the tactics of the Israeli Mossad. People just look at me and say, you're kidding. I said, go find out about the Israeli Mossad. They're so immoral. Go look in the newspapers of what's happened to some of the politicians in this country, such mm-hmm. as the former governor of New Jersey, mm-hmm. Israeli Mossad agent, got mm-hmm. this person basically kicked out of office.
And let's not forget Bill Clinton himself, the entire
I said, that's what you have to do. And I said that poor general, that woman general of the prison, what she should have seen and done was when she was asking these people in civilian clothes, who are you? And they said, we don't work for you. I said, you know, the first thing she should have done was got her MPs and said, get every single person that we don't know who they are out of this prison. We run this prison. I said, but she didn't. I said, that's a general. But for some reason, she didn't. I said, because, I said, you know, that's why we've got so many problems in Iraq. I said, it's called divide and conquer. I said, the Sunnis and the Shiites had their issues. But the thing about it was, it's somebody shaking up the pot of those issues to the point where it's called have them both go at each other and kill each other. And that's what they're trying to do. And that's the Israeli Mossad. So I said, that's where, with all this stuff, the car bombings and all this garbage that's going on there, I said, I point my fingers at Israel. I blame them. I said, they're the ones who are doing this. They're taking the Quran and perverting it and find some innocent poor Muslims that are living in Iraq. And they're so desperate and so, you know, in dire straits, they're believing what they're being told.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's what Israel does.
Yes, said, and has from the beginning.
And they've been doing that from the beginning. And I said, you know, I said, I asked people, I said, when Saddam had control of the country, when did the Sunnis and the Shiites really were at each other's throats? Or when was there a lot of car bombings? And by the way, also, you know, when it comes to women, you know, have you ever noticed that the women, you know, aren't being forced out of government and all that? They were actually in the government and in the school.
We have Bill in Idaho. Come on up, Bill.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're on.
Yes, I didn't know. I didn't hear the chirp. I can't thank you gentlemen enough for taking your Saturday afternoon to do this.
Well, no, not gentlemen. It's just me right now. Hisham is
He's falling off again.
He's probably out for lunch or something.
It's too bad. I think it's hysterical. Considering your last caller, and it was a great call.
Yeah.
I would hope that he would emphasize to educate the new people that are uninformed, unwashed, or uninvolved that it is not our government, but it is the same Nazi, Khazari, and Ashkenazis that would control Mother Israel that would be in control here. But his idea of formation, again, of a central Senate subcommittee on un-American activities needs to be done immediately. But going back to his comments in regard to Mossad, Mossad Haganah, classic discussion in regard to the logistics and strategies used for centuries, either extra-governmentally or in actual battlefield warfare. The discussion here that not only he mentioned the highway discussion, they're building new highways in Washington, brand new highways that have all the RFID triggering mechanisms and communication glass on the side of the roads that is going to be toll. And I talked to a highway guy, and he looked at me just like the deer.
All right, Bill, can I have to hold on? We have a break coming up, so we will be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You know what? You know what, Mark?
This is there. He is. There he is. Okay,
listen,
hit down.
This is too good. This is too good to be true, because I have.
Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, we are not making this up. This is not something that we're deliberately doing. Somebody
as
really
as soon as I start
is...
talking, hold him and then I. Mark, can you hear me?
No, I cannot.
Well, how you mean you can't and you're answering?
Barely. It sounds like
okay.
Somebody's got their hands around your throat and they're choking you to death.
Well, they are through all my my computers. I have tried 3 computers. 2 of them are brand new. This is good to be true. Well, I tell you what. Is Bill still with us?
Bill, yes. Are you there? Okay. There.
Yeah, Bill, yes. Go ahead and wrap it up in 30 seconds because we have a few minutes left.
I kind of hope that it could be compressed even shorter than that. But considering the brevity of the previous callers and that, I'd only mention that your discussion obviously is getting out a whole lot further than what you would obviously think or worry about. I would ask that you would have Orchensky on to bring the pinkies and the newbies up so that they understand what the heck you're talking about. But you made history. I assume you know you made history this morning, nationally and internationally, considering that you were on NPR. And the discussion in regard to the conference was secondary to the good author that wrote the book in regard to Israel and our national policy. They gave him 7 minutes. I would think it would be historic that it would have occurred. But considering that you're in so much of a hurry to get to other callers, I'll go ahead and defer. Have a great day, gentlemen.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. Well, we have Rita on the line, but we're coming up. Well, let's see. Let's bring Rita up, and we can hold her over to the next hour. Go ahead, Rita.
Howie and Mark, I'm glad to hear you.
Hi, Rita.
I'm not surprised with your difficulties, Dr. Tilawi. I remember when Father Martinez was on, there was interference that I think is Jewish in origin. After all, you know, Bill Gates is a Jew, and he's the one who created all of this Microsoft. And, you know, Michael Dell, he's another Jew, and he was the one...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tlawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press newspaper. Mark, okay, now, you know, we can't blame everyone in the world for our dilemma, but we very much need to blame us first before we, you know, what Rita was talking about, I don't 100% fully agree with her on that our problem is Judaism. Our problem could not be a religion. Now, she is right in a few things that she mentioned about Benjamin Franklin. Actually, in a Republican, you know, what she quoted, and that was in his speech during a Republican convention when he talked about the Jews. Now, this is 2007 now, and we can't really, you know, it's too late in the game to keep going back and saying who the problem is and where the problem and all this stuff. Everybody knows what the problem came from. You know, look at...
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
In the open. What? You can't hear me again?
Well, like I said, it sounds like somebody is, that they've got hands around your throat and they're choking you. You can only get one word out every 10 seconds.
Well, they are choking me. Okay.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Hisham has been up here to my little hillbilly haven up here in North Idaho, where we have a couple of truck batteries for electric, and we don't really have any of the modern amenities that most people have in this country. And he, you know, he kind of chuckles and chortles and kind of makes fun of me for living on this ranch with these sheep and all these other, all these animals that we have. But notice that my voice is coming to you loud and clear, where he's down there in Louisiana with three or four computers hooked up, and we don't know what he's trying to say. So I guess there's a lesson to be learned.
Wait,
in that, right?
You know what? Yeah, you know what the lesson is? You know what the lesson is? They're after me.
That's right. They're after you.
But listen, I hope my voice is coming okay now. Is it still breaking up, Mark?
No,
probably your
you.
Ears are breaking up.
No.
But you know what? I mean, look, why is it that we can't find people to hold these positions or faith? Look what happened with the attorney.
Well, Hisham, you are breaking up again. But let me address, since we can't hear anything that you're saying, let me address the thing that you said before. You are right. We have to blame ourselves first. For example, let's say that one of my kids gets arrested, okay? Let's say he gets arrested for robbery or something like that. And then they come to find out, you know, not only is he a thief, but he's dealing drugs and he's causing all of this trouble. I could sit and I could blame our permissive society and the fact that, you know, that my child grew up and I in this very corrosive and corrupt.
All right, Mark, we hear the music coming up, so we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I hope you can hear my voice. And, of course, with me is Mark Glynn. Mark, what I was talking about while I stepped to talk, we planned these people like Michael Muezy, who was being assigned as or picked to be the next attorney general. He is a this guy is a Likudnik. This guy has Israel first and then the United States. That's where they are sending all these people at. Is my voice breaking up, Mark?
Yes, it is.
You understood what I said, right?
Only because I can read your mind.
Okay. So what do you think? What do you think of George Bush picking up and
I'll go ahead and answer your question because I can kind of figure out where you're going with it, even though I can only pick up every other word. Is that this is very troubling, the fact that he is going to be the next attorney general. There's absolutely no opposition to him in either houses of Congress. The fact that he is, as
it
you
was
said,
Democrats who pushed him, Mark.
Yes,
believe
that's
it?
Right. And the fact that he is an absolutely staunch supporter of Israel means that a lot of things that normally would not happen with the U.S. Department of Justice are probably going to wind up happening. Here we have Michael Chertoff sitting as the Director of Homeland Security. We're going to have Mukasey as the Attorney General. Basically, what this means, and especially if Giuliani gets elected president, which I personally believe is in the cards, you are going to see the last breath of freedom in the United States die out. All of the things that they have not been able to push through legislatively in this country, such as the hate bill law and all the rest of these things, they will push them through. This is you know, this is very serious business. I understand, it's a very difficult thing trying to make people understand how serious this is. But this is, and not a peep of opposition from any of the supposedly right-wing talk show hosts or anything like that over this appointing of Mukasey as the next Attorney General. And so, you know, it's just us, folks. You know, we can't rely on our government to protect us. We cannot rely on our media to give us the information that we need in order to make intelligent decisions. It's just us. We have to do this ourselves. And so, and this is why, Hashem, as you know, why we are holding this conference. You know, this may be the last chance we get to wake up enough American people as to how late the hour is. This may be the last chance that we get because.
Let me interject something here, Mark. We have to relate things that takes place. We have to relate them. How do they affect other things that are going on with the dollar thing and the plunging of the dollar? You know, one way to
Hashem, we can't hear you. Please, I know you've got at least 6 or 7 cell phones. You call me on them every day. Please call in with one of your phones because whatever it is that you're saying, I'm sure everybody wants to hear it, but unfortunately...
You can't hear me?
No. Every other word...
You cannot hear me. You cannot hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Manny, do we have any calls out there?
Okay. What's that?
Okay. I would ask the previous caller that we had, Bill, in Idaho. If you would, Bill, email me the information concerning the National Public Radio discussion that they were having this morning about the conference. I would like to know more about that. If you could, email me at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. I would appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody out there, if you'd like to call in and weigh in on this, our number here at the Public Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. Now, what I was saying before is, you know, Hashem, the point that he was making was we can't blame a particular group or a particular agenda or a particular ideology or whatever. To a certain degree, he is right. As I was saying, I was using the analogy of if one of my kids goes out and causes a bunch of trouble, I really can't, as a parent, I can't say, well, you know, this is the world that we live in. We've got these horrible degenerate influences, and so my kid, you know, he watches TV and he listens to this horrible music, and he goes to a public school, and so he picked up all of these bad behaviors, and this is why he has become a crook or a criminal or whatever. You know, I, as a parent, I wouldn't be able to make that argument, you see, because it's my job to make sure that my kid doesn't wind up like that, okay? So to a certain degree, Hashem is right about this. He's right that we can't place all of the blame for the trouble that we are going through in this country on one particular group of people. However, at the same time, I think that it is extremely irresponsible on our part to say that this agenda or this particular group of people or whatever, that they don't play a role in it. You know, if I come down with lung cancer because I smoked cigarettes for 40 years, yes, it's true that this behavior that I engaged in of smoking is what caused it, but to say that the cigarettes didn't play a part in it as well, I think is obviously fallacious, okay? If we have any intention of turning this situation around someday after the storm has blown through and we are trying to rebuild our country, rebuild our civilization, then we have to look at the factors that contributed to this decline. And there's no way that any rational person who is paying attention to what has happened to this country, particularly since World War One, can make the claim that Zionism had nothing to do with it. Okay, is that the music? No, there's no music. Okay, that's Hashem. I think he's trying to jump back in again. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't like having conversations like this either.
All right, Mark, I think you can hear me now, and you hear me good,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. It was only an hour and 15 minutes late.
Okay, very good. Listen, something is happening, and we have to relate everything that is happening, Mark, and think about it and see the total picture. They are placing the people ahead of time in these certain sensitive positions. So once Giuliani becomes the president, it will be a continuity of what was happening. We're not going to have an interruption in when a new administration takes over, because this new administration is going to be nothing but the same old guards. Now, something is happening in a little town called Gina, Louisiana, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Gina, or the Gina 6. That is where 6 black students are in prison, and we had thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, or tens of thousands of people, coming down to Louisiana to protest all over the United States. And, you know, one thing that we have, let me just give a little background on this Gina, Louisiana thing so people will know what we're talking about. At Gina High School, there is a big tree that normally only white kids sat under the tree. And it was well known that black students will not, cannot sit under that tree. Well, these black students said they wanted to be the next Rosa Parks, and decided to stand under the tree. Well, the next morning, some nooses were hung from the tree, and what followed after that is the 6 black kids jumped a white kid, knocked him unconscious, and jumped on him, kicking him, etc., etc. They were charged, and one of them who had a previous record, which is the guy, last name is Bill, he very much was, he's 17-year-old, and he was tried as an adult. He was 16 at the time when this crime took place. Now, that's what has the whole country, especially mainly African-Americans or blacks in the United States, jumping. United States. So the music coming up, so we will be right back after the break, and we do welcome phone calls. We'll be right back.
And Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And with me is Mark Glenn, reporter for American Free Press. Mark, are you still with me?
Of course.
Of course. You know, let me just finish that little story because I need people to know all the particulars about this particular story. It's been in the news in the last couple of days, almost 24 hours. The problem was that the students who hung the nooses, which were white students, they were, at first, the principal wanted to expel them, and then he was pressured to only suspend them, and they were suspended. On the other hand, the black kids, they were, all six of them, arrested and put in jail, and one of them was tried, and yesterday his conviction was overturned because he was tried and as an adult while he was a juvenile. But this story, of course, it brought up a lot of, it opened up Pandora's box that practically we don't need in this country, but it is designed to do that. Remember, the only way to control a country and destroy a country, it is faster to have it implode than explode. And this is one of the things that are happening right now. The Gen 6, you know, is not, this is not the first time that white kids and black kids in high schools fight. You have, this goes on all over the country. And I guarantee you hundreds of thousands of reported fights, probably, you know, all over the country was reported between blacks and whites. So we still have that problem. We still have that problem. But the problem with this one now, when you have leaders like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton acting as Martin Luther King, this is when you wake up and you say, you know what? The black community in the United States does not have a leader. Because Al Sharpton is...
It's true.